Saturday morning. It is something for the weekend. It's Trina Mara. Gerald Walsh is on the line. And Gerald is the director of Darren and Joe's Free Gaff, which we now have the second series now streaming on the RT One Player. How are you?
Hey, I'm great.
So listen, a new series. Tell me all about this. This is so funny. If anyone hasn't seen this on the RT Player, you have to watch it. Darren and Joe's Free Gaff. Tell us about it for anyone who hasn't seen it.
The fourth season was like three sketches per episode. But then we wanted to kind of expand on the Free Gaff universe, as we're calling it, and have more of a story where the lads get kicked out of a house and they have to kind of traverse through the Irish rental market. And in our kind of humour. So it's a silly take on it, but there are kind of themes in there that we wanted to touch on, you know, like, so it's just about them kind of trying to find their way to a new house, meeting so many different people along the way, and it doesn't stay on this planet, let's just say that.
Okay. So just bring us back then to the first series and remind us of the sketches that people may have seen then.
So the first series, and we had Killian Sundoman, Tony Cantwell, Jen Hatton and Justine Stafford. And some of the kind of standout sketches were the chipper sketch where Joe was looking for a looking for a kid's meal and Darren doesn't approve of that.
He's an adult looking to buy a kid's meal. I think we've all been there. We've kind of felt I don't really want the adult meal. I want the kid's meal. And they're like, but you're 35, you can't have it.
What are you having there?
Kid's meal.
A bit hairy for a kid's meal, aren't you? Book.
I think Darren was playing what everybody in those situations wants to do and just kick the head off Joe, you know?
Yeah.
But obviously that can't happen in real life. But another one would have probably been the Hogwarts Foss course. It was a parody of Harry Potter. And it was just the two of them playing to kind of reprobate in school, well, in a school kind of setting and get caught smoking by Snape in the toilet.
And then the bus driver, I was only on a bus this morning for the first time in I don't know how long. And I was like an idiot. I don't even know how to use the leap card or anything. And the bus driver was laughing his head off at me. But the bus driver sketched their gas. Like, if you don't say thank you to a bus driver, they really feel hurt, don't they?
100%.
Well, come on there, back to you, that gas. Hey.
What? You never said thank you.
Does it take absolutely ages now to do this? Is it take after take after take until you get it just right?
I think the fourth season, because we are kind of new to the whole TV kind of the player stuff, we didn't really feel the pressure as much, so we weren't really sticking to the time as much as we should have. There was a lot of breaking, and the boom operator, the sound guy, was breaking just as much as the two of them, you know. And then at one point the cameraman had to leave. Jonathan Lambert, our cinematographer, had to actually leave the room and leave me with the camera because he was laughing so much. But now in the second season we realised that time is valuable. We were a bit more strict on ourselves. We had an 80-50. That was kind of cracking the whip, you know?
Oh yeah, no messing around. That's the one thing about telly that I'd never had the patience for. I just can't do the waiting around. Radio suits me down to the ground for that reason, but it's just you do it and that's it. But it's a real team effort, isn't it?
Oh, 100%. We had an unbelievable team. For the first and second season, everybody really just pulled it out of bag. Like, there was still messing going on, but it was controlled messing to a certain point, you know?
Controlled messing. Gerald, tell us this much about the film Fla as well in Galway.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, this year we didn't get... I think we missed the deadline, I think, with a new short. But, yeah, no, I've had a couple of feature films and stuff in the Fla. They premiered. I had three features in a row consecutively each year for a period, and then a couple of had a documentary and a short and stuff. But yeah, it's always fun going back to the Fla and seeing everybody and getting to mingle, you know. It's always just lovely getting that acceptance letter, and it's validating, and it just feels lovely.
So apart from now the second series of Darren and Joe's Free Gaff now streaming on the RT Player, what are you up to at the moment, Gerald?
I'm just writing now at the moment, trying to develop a new feature script, and then we'd love to get a season three. Maybe hopefully we get it on the TV next time. That'd be great.
Oh, that'd be amazing. Yeah.
There's talks between now, not with RT, but at the moment there's talks between me and the lads about maybe trying to get a Christmas special. We'll see how that goes. And then I have a short film as well that I finished a couple of months ago that I'm hoping to start sending out to festivals. It's about autism. It's very close to my heart, so hopefully it gets out there and helps somebody a little bit, you know.
Fair play to you, Gerald. You're doing great. Darren and Joe's Free Gaff. I think we all know somebody a bit like Darren and someone a bit like Joe as well. Best of luck now with that, and hopefully we'll get a third season out of that as well and on the telly.
Thank you so much.
It is something for the weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits.